Well, we're into double digits. Mike and Mike's off-air podcast number 10.
I remember being intimidated, thinking, you want us to do what?
Yeah.
Who's going to listen to that?
And now we're this many.
And God bless you for parents with kids. You'll appreciate what Mike just said, the way he said it. But it's true. And I mean, I didn't think we're going to get through the first one. And these have actually been pretty fun. And it turns out, who knew? We know some things.
Well, we can make some stuff up either way.
Well, yeah, they're both valid. In this case, I feel like I know a little bit at this point because I've been living this way now for about 20 years. And it's really me. And I'm talking about trying to stay fit and eat healthy.
Well, this is you talking for the next 15 to 20 minutes because I don't do that.
But I just think it's something important to consider. And I
wait, let me grab a pencil and a pen. I'll take some notes because I know nothing about this subject.
I don't believe you.
My staying fit is I do intermittent fasting. That's it. And when I do get the chance to eat, I eat whatever I want. But when it's time to fast, I fast for, is it 10 hours now a day?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And it's a struggle. But all right, I've said all I'm going to say. The floor is now yours.
You mentioned it to me. And I honestly tried it. And my wife, who's the real nutrition buff among us, told me what to do. And all I was is just hungry all the time. And it did not serve my workouts well. I was shaky, and it didn't work well for me for my workouts. So I'm back to, believe it or not, eating 6 times a day. I get up at 6 in the morning, and I have a very, very egg whitey omelet. And then I eat at 9, noon, 3, 6, and 9 again. Not really any more than I did before with 3 meals, but I split it up across those 6 times, which keeps my metabolism burning straight across the day. And I noticed that dropped me 3 or 4 or 5 pounds just on its own, mm-hmm. eating the same things. But I make sure I'm eating certain things before I work out on days that I work out, and that's the trick. And when I talk about working out, basically, and the way Colleen and I joke about it, I'm 66 this year. She's 10 years behind me, and we just jokingly refer to it as keeping the old away. And what I mean by that is where I'm starting to not be as – well, I just don't want to be creaky. I don't want to be that older person that is sitting in a chair and all hunched over. And when I go to get up, I'm getting up now. And
you've watched me get up, haven't you?
No, I just. And it doesn't take much. Although some people would probably think my wife and I are extreme. It's just a passion. But we do resistance training 4 nights a week. So that's a fancy way of saying weight training. And
resistance training is when we walk the dog and my resistance is pulling him away from whatever it is he's trying to get his nose into. That's the closest I do to a resistance training. And we don't walk the dogs all that often.
I thought you were going to call resistance training resisting to go to the gym.
Well, my bank account does that for me.
Oh, my Lord. But also we do cardio a few nights a week and HIIT cardio, high intensity. Like you go fast, stop. Because if I try to go like for half an hour on a thing, I find it compromises whatever muscle group I'm going to try to work out hard at the next day. So I do the HIIT. And that's important, and it makes me feel better. Plus, important to an older person, I sleep so much better. On the days where I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym, and then we don't, I find I have trouble sleeping that night. Mm-hmm. When I go to bed after I work out, I'm just out, and I stay out. So that's important to me, the working out part, and I just feel good most of the time. Although you would look at me and you wouldn't think, wow, he's ripped. That's not what I look like at all. I definitely appear fit, but if you look at the front of me on my gut, I look like I have a little bit of a gut, but it's funny because if I pinch, that's all you get. Look, that's like an eighth of an inch. It's because I've had 8 surgeries and I kind of protrude from them now. So I have sort of a pooch out, but that's just the way I'm shaped now.
Uh-huh.
I have this big gut, what it might look like, but it's out and good. I can touch my gut on the floor with my legs, and I'm not in a chair that's, you know, if my grandpa, he wants to play, I'm going to spike it. Grandpa, what's up there and play with these, fun with these guys. We've learned nutrition foodie. In terms of either eating to be healthy, all occurs in the kitchen. You lose weight in the kitchen. What you planned. for me is 40% food, white meat, eggs, beans. Yeah, eating healthy costs.
Another reason why you're talking
well, about this. That's why I said chicken, because it's the only one I can really afford to eat steak every day or eat once in a blue. And I can afford chicken. And that's my mm-hmm. affordable, healthy protein. Carbs, of course, sweet potatoes, quinoa, brown rice, vegetables, and good. That's 30%, another 30%. And then I don't think my math works. 40, 50, 60, 70. Oh, yeah, that's right. 30% carbs and 30% good fats, like cooking with olive oil.
Is ice cream a good fat?
It's a fat.
Okay, cool. I'll get you covered there. Again, when I can eat, that's what I'm eating.
Cook with olive oil, nuts, seeds, and fish. Now, assuming no allergies or aversions to those categories, and limit the things which do cause inflammation. And I discovered for me, I love spaghetti. Spaghetti and meat sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm getting excited thinking about it right now. But the red sauce sets me off. If I eat it more than once, like if I eat it 2 days in a row, I get bloated and really uncomfortable.
Okay.
We all know what those things are. My wife has trouble with carbs, which sucks on weight day because you wanna have some good carbs in you before you get into the gym to power you through. Otherwise, you're shaky and you're having trouble up there. But any carbs seem to set her off, and so she has trouble with that.
Uh-huh.
And she has a lot of food problems, and so she's down to eating a very few things and doesn't think hard about it anymore. Just gets it done, and she doesn't look at food like before. I cared about any of this. I was like, oh, let's go have the most fattening thing you can think of, whatever it was. Oh, that sounds great. Oh, that'd be delicious. But now food is more of a for us anyway. Food is more of a it's a means of transportation, and we plan it ahead. And food prep is what's key for us now. Planning ahead, cooking ahead, big batches of stuff. Like I barbecue on Sunday. I'll barbecue. You need to buy those flats of 6 chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll barbecue them, all of them, and we're not eating any of them Sunday. That's my food prep for the week.
Okay.
And I'll whack them in half, about a 6-ounce servings a piece, and I'll eat 2 of those in a day in 2 of my different meals, and then tuna in a salad for lunch, and then for dinner some kind of other fish. Usually my wife has the famous salmon from Costco in the big bag there. It's about $35.
Oh yeah,
so good. And we'll have that for dinner. And food prep is cool because if you have the right food container, I bring one with 3 of those neat little food trays in it and an ice bag. You prep and you're good to go. You don't have to think about it. I eat while I'm working in my production room. I'll be, beep, my phone will go off. You just heard it ring while we were in here. I just ate the meal before I came in. But it reminds me when to go grab it, warm it up, and I can just eat right out of the little easy to hang onto food tin while I'm working, and I don't have to think extra about it. And I don't get caught out. Oh, well, it's time to eat. I'm hungry. Well, I'm by the hot dog place. I'll get 4 hot dogs. That's food, right? And
yeah,
then I wonder,
again, that's my mindset.
And then I wonder why I feel like terrible.
See, I feel great. Because I just ate 4 hot dogs.
Well, I find like on a day, like on a leg day, when you're doing really heavy weight and you're going really hard, I'll get shaky and fall apart if I haven't eaten in advance and eaten planned for that particular workout. And I'm really not a food snob. It's just, I like feeling good and I feel really, really, really good these days. And there's neat things you can put on your phone for shopping. We use a really, really helpful food app that Colleen and I share. When I go into it, I can see, oh, she put this, this, and this. We have to get it Winco. So Winco, Costco, the stores we go to will be there. Okay. And things will appear like, oh, this was empty yesterday. Oh, apparently somebody ran out of deodorant. Okay. Or what, oh, we need to replenish the salmon or whatever. And there's a menu thing so we can kick in ideas, for next week. And so we know when we go into the store, we know what we're buying. It's not random up and down the aisles. Oh, that sounds good. Because, you blow your budget. And we try to stick with our budget on that. And then we make sure that, and before we go shopping, check your inventories. Don't buy 2 tri-tips if you have one or whatever. And, it's just good to, we're trying to buy as little as we need. And so we can plan that food prep for the week. And another cool app to get, a couple of apps to get in terms of staying ahead of that curve. It's one called My Macros Plus. based on your weight, it'll tell you exactly what you need to eat calories-wise across those categories that I mentioned earlier. And if you chart them, it doesn't take that long each day. If you're like me and eat a lot of the same things each day, you can just drag them up, and it just takes 2 seconds, and you have an idea where you stand. It's just interesting. It was a new way when I started for eating, and it takes care of me. A great little app. A lot of people that go to the gym have heard of it. It's called Body Space, and it has a lot of different great weight programs, both cardio and resistance training workouts. And the cool thing about Body Space is once you're in there, you'll do your workout and it'll bench press, four sets of blah, blah, blah. You put your weight in, then record it. The next week when you do it, it tells you where you were and you're like, okay, I got to do at least this. Let's go up 5 pounds. And then it shows that you hit it. And so you don't have to write things down or try to remember what your weights were.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just logged right in there. Does any of that sound interesting?
Huh? What? Yeah, it's where we are right now. One, we can't afford a gym membership. Two, again, with the intermittent fasting that I'm doing, and again, even with that particular way that I'm doing it, it's about the weight, maintaining weight. I'm actually trying to get down to 165. My wife does not want me to be at that weight because she could start seeing it in my face at that point. But that's, and looking online, it's like at some point I want to get there, see what it looks like on me. I probably won't want to stay there. I think a healthy looking weight for me is like 170. I'm a little over that right now. But with the intermittent fasting, again, that's literally all I do because I don't have time to do all the stuff that you mentioned. I've got working here 8 to 10 hours every day, plus I'm involved quite extensively with Ice House, Visalia Players at the Ice House, and will be for the foreseeable future. Son playing football, so going to his games. Daughter playing volleyball, so going to her games and practices. It's shopping accordingly with what's on sale, getting back to our finances. And when we get home, what's a quick meal to make for everybody? Let's get it made. Let's get it cooked. Let's get it on the table. Let's eat. And now who needs to go where? So that's my life right now.
Yep. I guess in terms of Colleen's and my life, we've got – our kids are grown, and so we don't have to fight that. But we had them – we started this when they were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found ways and time to make it happen. In fact, but it's interesting you would mention that. That is back when we used to go – I used to go to the gym, Michael, when you signed on.
Mm-hmm.
We would walk into the gym at 5 a.m.
Well, I'm here at 5 a.m., so there goes that. In fact, I remember you and I had that conversation. It's like, well, I'm at the gym at 5. Like, well, cool. I'm at the radio station at 5. Unless they move the gym to the radio station, guess you're not going to see me.
Yeah, well, we obviously have opposite schedules there, but yeah, we found a way to make that work around our kids' schedules. But then their complaint came to me because if you get up that early, your day ends a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about that time of our life, our kids go, yeah, but we hardly ever saw you. You fell asleep before we could hang out with you. They go, yeah, you know what? We do the best we can, kiddo. We're trying to raise you, and we're trying to afford raising you. And I'll tell you what, Colleen and I, we shark all of those ads that you get for the stores.
Uh-huh.
Chicken's on sale over here. Well, we're stopping there. We'll grab it there because it does cost a little bit more to eat really healthy. But there's ways to do it. I mean, we'll buy 2 or 3 flats of the chicken when it goes on sale at the really, really reduced price, and then do the best we can accordingly. It costs a little more, but it's not profoundly more. And just sticking with it. And in terms of gyms, I was surprised. We actually went to Planet Fitness for a while. I know I'm advertising, but I'm really not. That's very inexpensive to be a member to. It's like $10 or $15 a month. And if you're sneaky, sorry, Planet Fitness, and you get one membership, and then your wife can be the plus one every day, and you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are ways to do it. Or Colleen and I had times when we couldn't really afford it either. And when we first got together, we would run at the local junior high school. I guess things are probably tighter now. That was like 20, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can get onto a school property anymore once school's over. But we used to go to their track and we would knock our mile out or whatever it was there. And
That's one thing I told my folks when COVID was still an issue and gyms were all closed, is their excuse for letting themselves go a little bit was, well, the gyms are closed. I'm like, well, you still have sidewalks there in Paso Robles, right? I mean, you can still take a walk with dad and do things. And there, go on YouTube, look up videos. There are a million and one things that you can do at home that are just as good at working out. Was it Rocky 3 or 4 when he was in Siberia? There was no gym anywhere around, but yet he found a way to get ripped like Rocky does without going to a gym. So if it means that much to you, you can definitely do it. Like I said, it's just my wife and I, we aren't at that phase in our lives where it means that much to us. We are pulled in other directions, so we have other means of, I mean, it's a passion of yours. Right now, acting is a passion of mine, which is why I'm doing more stuff at Ice House.
No, I totally get it. Again, I'm 66. My kids are grown. I'm going to say it's a little easier for us in terms of time planning because and she said it the other day, this is for us and it's kind of our time and we're kind of digging it.
Yeah. And if you didn't dig it, I doubt you would do it because it is something you genuinely enjoy. So if you enjoy doing that, obviously do it and find out how to do it. You know, with me, it's not a passion at this point. It may be at some point, but at this point it was when I was younger. And now my passion is watching my son play football. I'm watching my daughter play volleyball and being on stage every once in a while.
And that makes good sense to me. Just thought I would share a few of these things. And if there are any benefit to you at all, I wish you the best of luck with it. Again, it's to each his own and what percentage works in your life. I hope you find that great balance and be healthy.